Going on alms round, especially in the U.S., seems like a very noble, patient practice. Would you speak more of what happened when monastics go for alms the first time in an American town like Ukiah or Oregon, and when people have no idea what you're doing and you can't ask for anything, what happens? Did the monastics go hungry the first few times? Do you explain to people? Do you bless everyone that gives you food with a chant? I guess I'm just looking for an experience of faith and miracles. Of course, we started going alms around quite a few years ago in Ukiah. We waited. When we first arrived at Abayagiri, we didn't start going alms around right at the get-go. We waited until we had our change of use permit. We weren't going to jeopardize. We weren't quite sure what would happen. So we wanted to make sure that we had the legal basis for living there. But then once we got that, that took about three and a half years. And then we started going. And the very... when we first started going, it was like walking through town, and of course it's quite a ways to Ukiah, so drive in. We first started going, the van would take us in, drop us off. The van could go off and do different chores or purchases or do different monastery business and come back and pick us up later, because nothing much happened. The van has to be really close by, because there's just constant offerings, constant food, and we can't carry it all. And there's lots of times when we can't even fit it into the van, all of it. It's really amazing. But it's grown slowly, and now it's very well established. But remember it's very organic, because going on alms round, you're not allowed to ask. People ask, and you can explain. Because oftentimes, what happens, people want to give you money. Think that you're asking for money, and they might want to give. And then you say, "Well, we don't accept money, but we accept offerings of food. What we're doing is." We rely on the offerings of food to live for this day. So people, and some people say, "Oh, I don't have any food," and walk away. But then others sort of, light goes off. And say, "Oh, I've got this money, I can get some food." So then, but I remember it was either the first time or one of the very first times that we went on alms round in Ukiah. I think it might have been the first time. And we had made an announcement, and one of the... supporters of Abayagiri from Redwood Valley, was in town that day, saw us on alms round, got really excited. It was Laurel Mela. Got really excited, went into the bakery on State Street, and She was so excited. She started taking stuff and said, "Yeah, I've got to put food in the monk's bowls. I'll be right back to pay." And she was this whole sort of kerfluffle. and the owner was there and she was a witness. And anyway, she came back in to pay. And then he also said, "What was that about again?" And so she explained about the monastery. And we live on offerings, and we're just on alms round. And then the owner said, "Oh, really? Can anybody do that?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, anybody. Could you invite the monks to come?" So then we started going to the bakery. And we did that for quite a few years. And she told the people who were working there, and whether she was there or not, then somebody would make an offering. And we do a blessing chant each day. And then we heard that the bakery was being sold. So it was sold, and we went, and we heard it was closed. No, it wasn't closed. It was it changed owners, but we hadn't. We heard it changed owners, so we didn't dare go in without an invitation from the owners. And so then there's several weeks where of course we didn't go in, and then. Finally, we'd already walked past the bakery, and one of the people came out, tracked us down, said, "Please come to the bakery. We've talked to the new owner and said we really miss you guys." Because she kept the same staff, the new owners kept the same staff. So then they said, "What do we miss?" So then, and that's still the same. What is it called now? Mamas or something? Mamas, yeah. So those were the new owners then, and they've been offering ever since. And it's a regular stop on alms round. And so it's quite very diverse. Some of the places that we go to are government. Offices. There's a government office, Office of Disabilities. There's restaurants, nail places, all sorts of. Which is a really strange one. There's actually three. We go to three, yeah, but there's one that's particularly strange. It's very sweet. I mean, they're very generous and very, very diverse. And then there's oftentimes there's spontaneous offerings. And of course, the Hermitage, Ajahn Siddhanto, went up with a determination to go an alms round every day, so that make that a daily practice. And like we do at Abhaya Gira, we go on alms round once a week on the lunar observance days, which because we're quite a ways out in the countryside, in order to get anywhere we need to go by car, so it's quite complicated. So Ajahn Siddhanto made a point of being close enough to a population that could walk. Of course, the early days that he was doing that, I think they really impressed the townspeople. It's these hardcore monks, because what was the elevation difference? It was over 2,000 feet. Huh? 16, okay. Anyway, they're up on a top of a ridge and then walk down the mountain, go into town, and go back up. So it's, if Ajahn Siddhanta was a very fast walker. still three hours. Other monks were, I remember Ajahn Yatiko going, he said, "Oh, that's really tough. It was 4 hours." But then now the hermitage is closed. But it really got people's attention, and people really responded, and quite touching, really, how much generosity is shown. I think also nowadays, there just is more knowledge or awareness of Buddhism, monastics, because the was it maybe about 3 years ago, was it Ajahn Yatiko couple walked up about 3 years ago? About 3 years ago, they walked from a Vaigiri up to the hermitage. About 6 weeks, 2 months or something. And that's just two monks here, and so no money, no layperson, no. And they, because you want to eat, so you go alms round every day. And they, there was only one day that they didn't get offerings. And it was because they miscalculated the distance from where they spent the night to the next town, because these towns are pretty sparse along that they walked along the coast, Northern California coast. I mean, things are spread out along there, so they miscalculated, and by the time they got to the town, it was after 1 o'clock, so they just had to keep walking.